Fletcher, everybody. Great job. We'll do another one that the Bluegrass Album Band recorded. This one they learned from the Osborne Brothers. I like to think of them as the Beatles of bluegrass music. They broke so many barriers that paved the way for everybody else that followed. Sam Bush was once asked, you know, who the father of bluegrass was, and he was often called the father of bluegrass, but he said, you got to listen to the Osborne Brothers first, and they certainly, over a long career, made so much great music, and we'll do one of their tunes right now. This banjo belonged to Sonny Osborne, and I've been playing it for about 14 years. He's a good friend of mine, and remember the year that the Osborne Brothers and Mack Wiseman were at Grass Valley? I don't know what exact year that would have been. They played the festival up there, and they didn't have a vehicle to get from the hotel to the festival, so I ended up taking Sonny and Bobby and Mack Wiseman back and forth, and they ate every meal at Denny's. And I asked Sonny at one point, I said, why? And he said, well, you know what you're gonna get. Okay, this is before cell phones and whatnot could tell you where to eat, and it was amazing to watch them, to be with them over the weekend, because not only did they sing and play great music, but there was a lot of energy expended greeting fans and talking to folks and getting from point A to B. And I was exhausted, but those guys, who were considerably older than I was, you know, just had boundless energy. And at one point, I yawned at the table at Denny's over another grand slam. And I just said, I'm so tired. And Sonny Osborne, when he wanted to get your attention, he would point at you. And he said, never say you're tired. Pretty good formula for a long career, not only in bluegrass music, but anything else. We just keep going. So here, probably my favorite song that they did, called Big Spike Hammer.
Did you say, I'm exhausted?
Never say you're exhausted. Here we go. One, two, three.